Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to the Bobcast. As always, next to me, my beautiful co-host, Candice the Wolf Slayer. Everyone clap.
Thank you.
And today, well, first, before we get to our guest, I want to thank the new Patreons. We got four new Patreons last week. Mikkel Roningen, Levi Kurtzer, AIH, and Mike Roningen. Oh, he signed up twice. Whoops. Maybe we owe a refund. Looks like we got you twice there, Mike. We're going to get you. We'll fix that up. Anyways, thanks to the Patreon members. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Now, too. Our guest from California, Rosie Nolan.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you for coming. We just met.
Yeah.
So we actually met through a mutual friend. We have several mutual friends.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ted Russell Camp.
Yee.
We have to clap for Ted.
How do you clap with a mic?
Just kidding. That's dumb. I'm dumb. I'm sorry. And then Amanda Mosher and Eric.
Eric Craig.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and that's your record label?
Yeah. Blackbird record label.
All right.
Based out of LA. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's awesome. Yeah. We've been working on finishing my record. We have a single that we're going to release soon once I get the music video filmed, and then full length, hopefully by the end or maybe spring of next year.
And are you recording it with them? Like, are they recording you?
Yeah, Eric's actually finishing it for me. I've been through a few producers on this one. So now we're working with, now Eric is helping me finish the record. So it's been great.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like I said, we just met you. So I did check you out a little bit, and I love your voice. I can't wait to hear you play a few songs for us today. But you're a songwriter?
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you're writing all your songs and you're recording them and putting them out, man.
Yep.
Making music videos.
I'm doing the do. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing it?
Oh, gosh. I've been doing this since I was a teenager.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So do you make your whole living at that?
No. Oh, okay. I do some other things.
Okay, cool.
It's a supplement.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I started out in playing in all-girl punk rock bands. In Berkeley.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. And what was that called?
It was called the Rape Utic, which was
the rape
therapeutic. Separated in
the Rape Utic.
The Rape Utic.
The Rape Utic.
Therapeutic, okay. But it's okay. Broke down.
We were 14. We just thought it was brilliant. And and we would... we would jump up on, I kind of grew up going to Gilman Street and, you know, seeing Rancid and Offspring and Green Day. And our approach was just to get very wasted. And then once the headlining band was playing, we'd go up and be like, can we play a song? And half the time they'd let us and they'd be like, all right. And we'd go up there and we'd play a song and then...
Wow.
Jump back.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. They would just hand you guys.
We're like, we would just go up, okay, can we play a song? And they were like, you know,
just like bat your eyes.
Yes. And a lot of times they'd be like, yeah, sure, come on up.
That would be amazing.
Those were our shows.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
That's a great idea.
I know.
I mean, I used to like bootleg onto shows all the time.
Yeah.
Like if I remember I got one show with David Allan Coe.
Yeah.
And so after I got that show, I was like, I called the next town. I was like, yo, I'm playing with them in Seattle. I mean, I might as well open up in Napa Valley. And the guy was like, okay, sure. Yeah, we actually didn't have one. And then the next show, I just kept doing it. And then pretty soon, like David's like tour manager and shit and his son, Tyler, were like, How are you getting on all these? Are we touring together? I guess we're touring together. They thought it was funny. And then after that, pretty soon, they were just like, oh, if I was around, they would put me on the show.
That's amazing. That's a good little hack there.
So after your punk band, and when you were a teenager, then what did you do after that?
So I was in a bunch of bands in high school and in college. I was in Santa Cruz, so we were all in a bunch of bands then. And I started out playing drums. That was my first instrument. So eventually I wanted to write songs, so I started coming up with songs and playing guitar. And then ended up in New York for about 8 years, and that's kind of where I really – honed in on the songwriting and got more into, I guess then it was like alt country, and I discovered Lucinda Williams and I was like, what is this? And got obsessed and started writing more songs in that vein and kind of more confessional songs about heartache and whatnot. And that kind of took me down this road towards country and then eventually into like old time music and all of that kind of more traditional stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear some of your songwriting.
Yeah.
Can we hear a song by you?
Yeah.
How about, okay, what are you going to play?
What are you in the mood for? Like what kind of vibes?
Well, I like I like to hear someone's like a new song.
Yeah.
Okay. It's called Them's the Breaks. Okay?
Yeah.
Get those pliers from the shelf. Us kids wanna watch something else. We lost the dial way back when. Magnum PI's on in 10. They're static on channel 3. The bunny ears are made from hangers. APM perfect strangers. Mama took us Mickey D's. Happy meals from Mac and me. Then home to our Zenith TV. Don't sit too close. They say that you'll go blind. Them's the breaks when you're young and stuck inside. Mama's working late tonight. Papa's at the bar getting tight. Sister's teasing up her hair. Brother's in his crib without care. Jack and Janet keep me company. Don't sit too close, they say you'll warp your mind. Them's the breaks when you're young and stuck inside. None of the kids can come and play. Daddy moved out just today. I hurt my knee during prison ball. Kay told me I need to learn to fall. I'd rather go home watch TV. Don't sit too close, you're wasting precious time. You're still a kid, don't let that pass you by. Turn off the lights and dry your teary eyes. Them's the breaks when you're young and stuck inside. Story time, big old room that I call mine, in a movie theater up the street. Don't sit too close, you might just wreck your eyes. You're still a kid, don't let that pass you by. Turn off the lights and dry your teary eyes. Them's the breaks when you're young and stuck inside.
That was great.
Oh, thank you.
I love the words, the melody. It just, that was amazing. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's fun to play. I just have such this like visceral memory of like my mom picking us up from school after she got off work, and we'd be like, "Mom, can we go to McDonald's?" And we get the Happy Meals, and just like, you know, my older sister teasing up her hair in the 80s, and just like all the hairspray and the Aquanet and like, you know, the Dep gel, and like just you know, we had pliers to change the channel because the whole TV was falling apart. Yeah. So I just sometimes I'm able to just kind of sink into a period of time, and I just get a really strong picture. And so I was able to just kind of go back there and write it out.
Yeah. It does take me back to all the TV I watched as a kid. Yeah. I watched a lot of TV.
Yeah, that's great. And how you kind of develop, it's almost like these characters are like become family, you know, and familiar, and there's that nostalgia there. So,
for me, it was the first, when you guys are saying that, it was Three's Company.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Three's Company was definitely that.
My best friend and I watched, that was our favorite show. Yeah.
And Married with Children.
Yes.
Yeah.
Three's Company and Married with Children.
And Magnum P.I. was big. And I had to work. We had to like watch Star, because it was like three channels, right? Back then it was like, I guess it was like, I don't know. For us, it was like Channel 2, Channel 4, and Channel 5, whatever those networks were at the time.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That was our programming.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there was Channel 9, it was PBS.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that was always PBS. That was it. Yeah.
And then when people got cable.
Yeah. And you go to their house.
Some people
just
had cable.
Turn into a zombie.
My best friend's parents had a scrambler, so they could get like all the pay stations, HBO and Showtime and all that.
Yeah.
For free. Scrambler.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Yeah. It was this like device you bought, and it just like, I don't know, hooked, like connected to all those different channels. You could get them for free. Yeah.
It would de-scramble that was cool. them.
Yep.
And now I feel like it's like with the internet, maybe like YouTube's going to be like basic cable now.
Yeah.
YouTube's like the free
cable. Pretty much how it is now. Like, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like YouTube's kind of like the free basic. So
basic network.
The poor
channels.
Kids of today are like, they got YouTube. Yeah. They can watch everything, but maybe they don't have Netflix or whatever.
Sure.
You know, that's like the new version of it.
They can watch any music video they want at any time. That's crazy to me.
Right?
I mean, when things became on demand, that was like far out.
Yeah, you
like,
don't have to wait until.
Because we would just like hold our pee until the commercial and be like, okay, go, come back. It's starting, you know?
But it's good that we still have country music with that old sound. Like you got that real classic sound. It's cool. I love hearing that with like lyrics about the
80s.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's like what if you were listening to the country, it's like what the country people back then would be singing about today.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just keeping it alive.
Yeah. I always like, I mean, I love the classic stuff, and there's stuff that maybe that I write that has more of that traditional kind of, uses more traditional wording, I guess. But I do like, I want to make things really relevant to my personal experience as much as possible. So.
Nice.
I try and plug in what's actually happening with me, you know?
Yeah.
So when are you heading back to California?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were here a full week, Monday to Monday.
Wow. Hell
yeah. It was the longest I've been out here.
How many shows did you play while you were here?
Well, like I did, I guess technically I had like three shows, but then, you know, I sat in that night that you guys played. I sang a song at Bobby's. And then last night I jumped on stage at Nashville Palace and played a few songs with them. So I've been doing little bits here and there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but the biggest one was the California Country Show on Friday at Acme.
So Americana Fest, this is the first time I've ever gone to anything from
it. Oh, really?
I know. I've been hanging around Nashville for a long time. I remember like 10 years ago, like downtown, maybe seeing that it was giving the downtown a pop. Yeah. But I've never like gone around and is it expensive or how does that work?
You have to
buy a wristband or something?
Yeah, you have to buy a pass.
So you buy the wristband.
Yeah.
And then you're...
Then you can go to any shows.
But any Americana show.
Fest.
Any Americana Fest shows.
And how much is the wristband?
I think it was like $175 or something like that.
$475?
It's not horrible.
No, it's not bad.
So it's $175 and it's like a week?
It goes from what, Wednesday
Tuesday, through? Or maybe it's like Wednesday through Sunday. I think Saturday it's Wednesday or Tuesday through Saturday.
Yeah,
or
something like that. Yeah, okay. But there's shows all day and night.
Yeah, I've been seeing it. It's awesome. Yeah. I'm like, I've been sleeping on Americana Fest. Yeah,
It's really cool.
Dude, it was fun. We've already been to like, I was like, how come I've never gone to this? We were like checking out a bunch of friends' bands and stuff.
Yeah.
And
or like a lot of venues will like you can just pay at the door to go to a show. Yeah. Also,
okay, so you don't really need to buy the thing.
You don't. This year I didn't. So last year I did all the things. I bought the pass and then I went to the award show at the Ryman and I'm really glad I did all that. But this year I did it on the cheap and I'm like, because I realized most of the shows I was going to were unofficial.
Okay.
Showcase.
Oh, okay. So that's a lot of what I think what we're going to.
Yeah, I think so, maybe.
But they're like, I mean, some of them, those were my most favorite last year were these unofficial ones. So I was like, you know, I think I can skate by without getting a wristband.
And you were saying something like, so did you play any official?
Friday was an official showcase, but I'm not an official artist.
Wait, okay, so
I don't know how that works.
Did you have to submit, put in a submission or
so
do any
because
of that?
Blackbird does that, they orchestrate that show, they set it up with Americana Fest as an official.
They're official members.
Well, no, the event is official.
Ah.
Okay.
So you can have an official event without being an official artist.
Okay.
That's the loophole.
But I need to, if I wanted to become an official artist, I have to what?
You have to submit whenever they open submissions.
So I submit and say, I want to be an Americana
artist.
And then they have to accept or deny?
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
And I think you have to like pay for a membership or something.
You do. Yeah. You do. So it's like 30 something bucks to
Have you ever tried to become an official?
Oh, yeah. I've done it like every year.
And they reject me every Are you serious?
Yeah. What? Really?
Yeah.
They reject that?
That is really hard to believe.
I think.
Oh my God. We have a problem. Houston.
Yes.
Okay. I'm new to the. Okay. This is probably why I never got involved with it.
Yeah.
I was probably like, oh, they're going to reject me for sure. I'm doing like
they're tougher on California artists from what I've heard.
Really?
They're a little picky. I mean, they're Abby Posner, who's also on my label, she got chosen this year and she's fantastic. And so she did a few official showcases. But that's the other thing. If you get chosen as an official artist, you can't play unofficial events.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so they lock you down.
So I bet that Pat Reedy event that
was
shady,
probably unofficial.
Shady son of a bitch. I thought I was playing Americana Fest.
Oh.
I was like, "Hey, Americana Fest! Finally, I'm playing this thing." It was Pat Reedy doing an that Chicago son of a bitch.
Swindled that one.
That guy, he's like, "I got an Americana Fest going over here, Bobby's Idol Hour." All right. We're going to do our own goddamn Americana Fest. So that was probably, I love that, dude.
Yeah.
That was fun, though. What a great
night.
That
was a great show.
That was so fun.
See, that was actually the funnest night. It was. I didn't even realize. That probably was, that's why it's not on the poster.
Yeah.
I was
probably.
Like, why doesn't it say America? I would have put America.
Because you
would have
seen like a big banner behind the stage. That's how there have been people with, you know, lanyards walking around.
Okay.
That's how you know.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't believe you got rejected. You sing and write.
Oh, thank you.
No, really?
Yeah, no, for real.
See, that worries me.
I don't know. I mean, like.
That worries me.
I don't know the
situation.
Rhyme or reason for this stuff. And
maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a crapshoot, you know?
Strange.
Okay. I see. Gotcha. Okay, so I'd have to like submit, and then I'd probably get rejected.
You'd have to submit and submit.
Oh, and you have to pay and submit to not play.
Pat Reedy's little dive bar. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Or we can just have an unofficial Americana podcast.
There you go. There you go. Unsanctioned.
Unsanctioned. We'll just scalp all the Americana Fest artists coming down the pipes.
Yeah, for sure.
Or maybe we can. We should submit the podcast.
Maybe we could submit the podcast to him.
We could be an official Americana podcast. And then I'll be like, Pat Reedy, you know, you're not allowed here because of all your unofficial
all your
shows,
shenanigans.
All these unofficial Americana Fest parties that you're throwing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was thinking, I was telling my friend Abby, I was like, okay, so if you can only do the official shows, then you should go in disguise under a pseudonym and play some unofficial shows. That's another way to get around it.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, loopholes.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah,
I got it. Was that an official show last night we went to?
Yeah, that was an official one.
That's why they had the banners.
They did have banners up.
Okay. Yes. So 9 Pound Hammer's doing it legit.
Yeah, it was a Kentucky showcase the basement in the parking lot. Cool. Yeah. So yeah, 9 Pound Hammer. Cool. Britt Taylor, I think.
Oh yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she was great. Yeah,
was that the girl we saw that was singing? Oh, mm-hmm. She was great. Yeah, God, mm-hmm. She has that classic country voice.
Mm-hmm. Clear, classic. Like a bell.
Yeah.
But yeah, a bunch of other bands all from Kentucky. It was really cool.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, we've been so busy this week. I've been like watching people's shows on live streams. I'm like, oh man. Like so much FOMO this year, just because I haven't been able to make as many as I'd like to.
I know. We keep hearing about different like little showcases or little like festivals, and I know there's too much going on. Yeah. Yeah.
Next year I'm gonna get more involved. I'm gonna try. Maybe we'll get the wristband or something.
Maybe I'll take some time off work, and
we'll just make it we'll try to go official.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. I think that's a good idea.
I bet I get rejected. They're gonna reject Bob Wayne, but they'll probably let the Bobcast do a live podcast.
Try for both.
Maybe we can do a live podcast. You know, podcast for Americana Fest.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing.
Just throwing it out there into the universe.
Yeah,
and then we'll let you on, even if you're unofficial. We'll be that alcohol podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
yeah, cool.
Well, how about one more song? I don't know. I guess you got rejected from Americana Fest. Let me see what you got before I. You know, no, just kidding. I want to see what you're going to play now.
Well, let's see. That's a good question. I have kind of like a fun song that I play called Get On Me. It's about some of the trysts I've had in Los Angeles.
Let me get this real quick. Okay. And then, singing into this guy.
All right.
There you go.
So this is called Get On Me, and you're welcome to sing along if you want to.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So the chorus goes, get on me, and then you'll go, get on me, and then I'll say, get on me. It's like, get on me.
Oh my God, we're gonna ruin this. So
that's
maybe
not, it's, yeah, you don't want me singing along.
Really?
Well, we just made a comment about we're gonna show how badass you are. After that, we're like, what? She's been rejected. Let's see what's up. And then now you're gonna have us going, get on me, and they're gonna be like, oh my God, no wonder why Americana Fest didn't accept them. Maybe we shouldn't. You know what I mean? We don't want people to. They're gonna be like, well, yeah, now we know why they didn't accept it. She's got us singing backups. Get on me.
I love it. Do it exactly like that.
No, I think we're going to sit this one out.
Okay, okay.
All right, Rosie.
Well, the folks at home can sing along.
There you go. Folks at home, we want you singing along and typing along in the comments, okay? And I guess this is your second song, right? So we'll bust out. I'm guessing it's called Get On Me?
Yeah, you're correct.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. He was an artist, thought he was a guitarist. He lured the ladies to his loft for lunch. He was looking for action, some hasty satisfaction. Said he was doing me a favor by being real blunt. And he said, get on me, get on me, get on me, get on you, get on me, get on me, get on me. Was a carpenter. He worked some days and drank every night. He built fences, put up even more defenses. Said booze was the love of his life. And he said, get on me, get on me, get on me, I'll get on you, get on me, get on me. Sober, a two-pack-a-day smoker. We tussle in the suburban at night. He said, you want a boyfriend? Well, I already got a girlfriend, but we can mess around all you want tonight. And he said, get on me, get on me, get on me, and I'll get on you, get on me, get on. Over during quarantine. Well, there were phone calls that were fun and all, but I'm hoping for someone I really like. Then I'll say, get on me, get on me, get on me, I'll